When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on Love That VoiceOver, where we explore the people and projects behind the microphone. Brought to you by voiceover artist Rebecca Michaels Haw. Hey, welcome back. This is Rebecca. This is the next part of my interview with Kay Best. Do you think that improvisation is important for voiceover? Have you found it to be important in your career with the commercials? And
It's funny, you know, my perspective on that is that I haven't thought that it is important. And yet other people like Rob will tell me things like, well, no, you're improvising right there. So I think I engage it
without knowing it.
You know, if you've got a piece of dialogue copy that needs a, you know, what's called a button on the end of it, you know, that's a funny little last line, you know, I do that kind of stuff all the time. And I guess, yes, that's improvisation. I've never taken improvisation. I've never taken courses in improvisation.
You're a natural.
But I think it's just in acting training that you get improvisation training kind of without knowing it, you know. And I know that it is really primary to animation work, because that's all whether or not you can think on your feet as the character that you are. And so that, I think, as I enter the realm of animation, I know that improvisation will take a much bigger role, and that I will likely need to go and, you know, face my biggest fear, which is to do, you know, improvisational classes. But it is, you know, for promo, for commercial, for narration stuff, no, it's not. It's scripted, and you stick to the script. And I mean, I've sort of lived the joke of, you know, doing a commercial session and having the director say to me, you know, it's just one line, so we didn't give you a script. It's just one line. And I'm like, okay, tell me the line, because I got to write it down.
Right.
I have to look at it.
I want to look at
you know?
It, yeah.
And it may be brought to you by, you know, whatever.
Kismet.
And I still have to write it down.
It feels right.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I have to look at that. Then I'm focused on that, what I'm saying. But I don't. Well,
I don't want my mind to be wandering.
Yeah. So it's just very funny. Like, really? You can't even remember one line? No, I cannot remember one line. And I will not remember the line an hour from now after I leave the studio, because I don't memorize.
That's part of the beauty of voiceover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, one of the
exactly.
reasons why I was curious is because I have worked with other people who do believe it's important in commercial. I have never heard of anybody really saying it for promo, but I believe that the concept is something that you probably already do innately, which is often to provide options, to give different reads, to give them three versions of the same line, three wild takes, whatever.
Yeah.
Can you talk to that a little bit and how that works?
Sure. Sure. You're right. That may be what many people think of as improvisation, in that you're creating, in essence, a different response,
right?
You know, to the copy, with the same words. I think of improvisation as being, you're creating the script and you're coming up with the ideas, and it's coming out of your mouth, and it's not written. It's you are writing it.
Right. As
that's
you go. Yeah. You're imagining
as you go. Right. Well, and I'm actually, whatever the words are that I'm saying, I'm making it up.
Exactly.
As I go. I'm making up the script as I go.
Right.
So yes, in certainly in commercial copy, when you need to do three different reads of a tag and they need to sound different, you know, I wish I had a script in front of me that I could use. I could probably find one. Yes, I think that's acting improvisation, in the sense of, can I on my feet have a different reaction and you know, do do three in a row, right? Each of which sound different. So
right, and I think that's the idea, because we're not going to be making up scripts for people who are already providing a script, but it's within right. the context of that script. Can you come up with different perspectives that give it a different flavor, enough to characterize something really different when you lay it next to the other two that you've done?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly right. So yes, in those terms, I absolutely do improvise.
Okay, cool. No, because yeah. it's important. And you're right. You know, we're not talking about going to Second City and getting on stage and really doing improv like that. But that is great yeah. training ground for them when you need to do the other thing, which we are saying is improv within the commercial voiceover context.
Yes. Yeah. And when I think of improv, that's what I think of, you know, Second City
right.
and I think of Groundlings. Right.
right? That, exactly.
Again,
yeah, they're in LA.
So like, what do you think of when a particular phrase is used?
Yeah.
Right. But you know, it's just a really good point of clarification, because yes, you know, I'm opening up a script here to see if I can find a line would make sense
yeah.
to apply. Okay. So here I have one. I have one here.
Okay.
So, you know, you say, no matter how fast your business needs to adapt, if HP Big Data Solutions can keep wireless customers smiling, imagine what it can do for yours, right? Imagine what it can do for yours. Imagine what it can do for yours. Imagine what it can do for yours. Right?
Yeah,
so three
see.
So mm-hmm. little subtle differences, but they all have a different attitude.
Right.
So
within the context of what's expected, not you're not doing an old lady and a Jewish New Yorker and then Kay. You're doing,
yeah.
doing it within the context
right.
of what
right.
they asked you to do, but you're giving different points of view and different emphasis on different things.
Yeah. You know, here's another one. If HP Security Solutions can keep the world's largest organization safe, it can keep yours safe too. It can keep yours safe too. That's sort of sucked, but it's like, it is. It's a difference in attitude toward the copy and how you're
can keep
closing
safe
it up
too.
It can keep, yeah.
You know, you can emphasize a different word and it comes out different, but it's
sure,
your ability
yeah.
to also bring it a little bit more. We're talking more concrete, you know, we're talking about those tactical
yeah.
changes you can make to make it a three in a row, but maybe
right.
they want you to make a button that's different. Yeah, that was a little long, Kay. Can you give us a shorter button?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
then she has to come back and finish, and she's ad-libbing a little bit at the end there. That's
right.
That's
a, yeah.
that's the thing. She just goes, oh, and instead of saying, oh,
yes, exactly. Exactly. if it's a different laugh, a different, yeah. You know, all of that, especially in dialogue copy where, you know, you're a mom and you're reacting to a kid, you know, and you're saying, don't touch that.
Right.
Like, you what, be, like,
are you stern? Are you loving? Are you,
yeah.
they're cute. They're just doing what they always do, or they're really
yeah.
getting you bothered.
Right. Exactly. So again, to your point, yes, that is improvisation, and I do use it everywhere.
That's awesome. Thank you.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
See? Do you see how what a slow learner I am?
Not
just
a slow
in terms
learner
of,
at all.
Like
no,
a,
it's because we do have, and I have found that this is the case when I talk about improvisation with other talent. So I think it's great what you just gave me as a learning to remember that not everybody's thinking the way I think of it in my head.
Right. Right.
Good point. Here's a quick commercial break. Thanks for listening. I just wanted to give you some background info. This is my VO Passion Project. It's my way to give back to the VO community, which has given me so much. So many fabulous people have helped me, given me advice, mentored me. So I want to take this moment to thank you for listening, because I can't even believe it. But as of this point, with 2 years running, the show has gotten over 75,000 downloads. 75,000 downloads. Thank you so much. I really am thrilled that you're so engaged. I'd like to know what you enjoy, how you're listening. I want to connect on social media and talk about, you know, whatever. So on Twitter, you can find the show at LoveThatVO. At LoveThatVO. Follow me. Let me know you're a listener. I'll follow you back. It'd be great to have a conversation about whatever. On Facebook, it's two places. There's a page called Love That Voiceover and a Facebook group by the same name. So come hang out with us. Tell me what you're thinking. And please do subscribe and rate Love That Voiceover on iTunes and Blog Talk. If you want to receive show summaries per guest with links to each episode based on that one guest, then sign up for the newsletter. It's Love That Voiceover's newsletter. Go to lovethatvoiceover.com and enter your lovely email. It's really obvious how to do it. One last thing, it's voiceover improvisation. You've probably heard about it. You might have fears. You might have joys. You might have complete wild abandon. That's fantastic. Well, back in 2013, I created Love That Improv VO. I was really lonely, and I wanted some VO playmates live to do voiceover improv. Just like the stage in-person improv stuff, but I adapted it for audio only because nobody out there was doing it, and I had to have it, so I made it myself. So come play with me. Come play with us doing voiceover improvisation online. Probably at least 100 VO peeps have tried some aspect of it. People basically just don't know about it yet. Check it out. LoveThatImprovVO.com. Or if that's too hard, just VOImprov.com and check it out. And follow on Twitter at VOImprov. Thanks. And back to the show.
It goes back to the whole notion of the importance of having community, because you get ideas from other people.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you go, oh right.
Oh, I have to do it that way.
That. Yeah. I mean, talking about stuff like that. Well, I'm taking an improv class. What does that mean? What's improv? where are you taking that? What's the point of that? Why are you? You know, what's involved in it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of, for me, it goes back to, I'm afraid of improvisation, to take an improvisation class, because when I was like 7 years old, I did some summer theater thing where
frightened you,
where improvisation meant get up and stand up in front of people and be funny. Like
nothing.
Oh,
deer in the
God.
Headlights. Yeah, that sucks.
Oh,
let me put an owl under a rock, please.
And I'm like an introvert and like funny. Like what?
What?
I don't know how to be funny.
That was already funny there.
Oh,
the terror.
Oh, total terror.
You know, one thing you don't know about me is I'm running improv voiceover workouts online.
You do? You do that?
Because I'm so isolated in my world. Because I'm so isolated in my world, I wanted to have some camaraderie, and I can't get it any other way. So I started them because I wanted it. And
brilliant.
And you know what? It's really fun. And it's been about a year. It'll be a year in July. And what's really cool is I found that a lot of people don't make that connection that I immediately make, that you just made, that you have to use it in these ways, and we do it all the time, and it's really, you know, it's so part of your nature you didn't even think of it right away because you thought of the stage, you know, comedy acts, because when you were seven.
Exactly.
And
that stuff runs deep, man.
Yeah. And luckily for me, I didn't have that. And I also am doing this. And I really didn't want to tell you that before I asked you the question, because I wanted you to not think that I was trying to push you in a certain direction. But I really believe that it's there. And I'm really happy that you let me kind of go that way with you, because I wanted to make sure, you know. We have a blast. We have a blast. And I've really been impressed with, I guess, the fact that I've made this connection very particularly. Like I knew and I knew that I needed to do it for myself, for my own exercise, for that suppleness like you talked about, for me to get more supple in that area. So and I had heard somebody else, like you mentioned earlier, I heard somebody else do something where I went, I want to be able to do that. And I think I need to do improv so that my muscles will be more flexible in that area.
Yeah. It's really about keeping your mind sharp and open and willing. There's a wonderful quality of animation actors that I've seen. And I'm sorry, I've mentioned his name a couple times, and I'm going to mention it one more time.
Great.
Rob Paulson does. Are you familiar with his podcast?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. So what, I'm like a junkie. I'm like his podcast junkie, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to attend live, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. Does he do them all live?
They're all live.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all live now. I think they started out
recorded. Yeah, but, because he recorded with Pat, I think, in somebody's house, Pat Fraley.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I heard that they were talking about the mic on the table and coming into his house. And
yeah, yeah. And it's just grown from there. So now it's actually a live show that's done about every other week with at the Improv in Hollywood, the world famous Improv.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing it there.
Oh, it's a fantastic setting. So,
on Sunset Boulevard.
On Melrose.
Melrose. Dang.
Melrose. No, that's okay. So there's the Laugh Factory is on Sunset. That's on Sunset. Yeah. The Laugh Factory is on Sunset. So, but what I've seen over the months going and watching, and it's fascinating to watch these brilliant animation actors. I shouldn't even say animation actors. They're just brilliant actors. And a lot of them do, you know, live action stuff, and a lot of them do games. But they're remarkable for their improv skills, and the common thread in improv, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but it's the willingness to say yes. To whatever is brought to the table. You say yes, and then the moment you say no, you cut off all energy, all flow, all ability to connect. And so it's that openness to not knowing where that's going to lead, but saying yes to it anyway.
Yeah,
right?
The bravery.
And it's, oh my gosh, the bravery. And then because they are so supple,
they're incredible.
You know,
Go ahead.
Well-oiled machines.
I interrupted you.
You know? Yeah. No, not at all. It's they're just really well-oiled machines, and it's a thing to behold. It's really beautiful. But again, it's a lesson for me. I look and I go, oh, how much of my life have I spent saying no because I've been afraid, you know? And then you witness people who say yes and the fruits of their yes, you know? it's so lovely.
Yeah.
It's so lovely to witness. I think that's why I go, you know, and it's voiceover camaraderie too. It's the lobby of the 21st century to be able to go and sit with your comrades amongst your peers and, you know, and kind of just revel in how wonderful they all are.
In the room.
Yeah. And you feel so fortunate just to even be sitting in the room. But it's that just with regard to improv and the idea of saying yes, that really is at the heart of improv. And so when a director says to you on a script, you say yes.
Very good point. Fantastic
right? you
point.
Say yes. And then you try and I have often said, oh, that sucked. Let me do another one. You know, it's not that it has to be perfect, but you just have to be open and willing and try again. And if that one didn't work, you try again.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
So, oh my gosh, what a great point you brought up about improv.
Thank you. Well, no, I love the way you put it. Yeah. No, I'm really glad. Thank you. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for the final part with KBeth. Until next time, thanks for listening to Love That Voiceover. Lots of love to you. You sexy, beautiful, adorable person. Take care.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive digital microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.